Monday, August 26, 2019, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 1 o'clock, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 1:02 p.m.
Maybe I should redo that.
I like that.
We've been trying to get some part-time from another.
Are you ready, Joe?
I draw a crowd.
We'll take them off of our.
You're a popular guy.
Yeah, once they know I'm on the agenda, they all show up.
Okay. Well, let's call the meeting to order and start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and then we'll proceed with the roll call. Jim?
Kevin is absent. Larry?
Here.
Janet?
Here.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Here.
Okay. Let's see, a current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We reserve the right to change any items on the agenda, but it looks like our first item is the consent agenda. And we have two items on the consent agenda. Approval of our previous minutes for July 23rd and 24th. And approval of a cemetery report, which was filed on August 1st by the county assessor. Are there any comments about those, or should we just move forward with a motion?
So moved. Approve the consent agenda.
A motion from Tony to approve the consent agenda of minutes and cemetery report.
I'd second that.
Okay. Anybody, any discussion? I have a quick question. So what is the cemetery report supposed to tell us? Just how many cemeteries in the...
Yeah, we keep track of it.
Okay.
We have some morbid stuff in the office we have to do.
Okay.
We have a death bug, we're at a cemetery.
And there's several little small cemeteries that most people don't know about.
I think we got about a page and a half, but should have been, we provided Joan a copy of that for the board too.
Yeah, it's in here. I just had never seen it before. I didn't realize there was
something. I don't even know if we have them all. Mm-hmm. I'm sure. I know because we rely on the historical society. Sometimes they might find an older one and they'll bring it to our attention and we'll go out and look.
Okay.
And throw it on there because that kind of thing kind of pops up when they're.
I didn't realize the Taylor Cemetery was affiliated with the Salem Lutheran Church.
Mm-hmm.
I live by Taylor Cemetery.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the only place you can buy a plot these days is through them.
Really? Through the church?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting. Well, with any other questions or discussion? I guess we take a roll call to do the consent agenda. Is that right?
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
All right. Our new business today starts with item A. First, we're going to do a closed session to discuss pending litigation and negotiations regarding a tax exemption on real and personal property by a qualified organization. In Turk, this case is correct. Case number 19E001, case number 19E002 for VSL Emerson LLC versus Dakota County Board of Equalization. So we're going into closed session for that to discuss that?
So let's make I'd make a motion to go into closed session to discuss that.
Marty, Tony? All right, we're going to closed session to discuss that pending litigation.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Can you restate the reason, Janet?
Okay, we entered into closed session to discuss pending litigation, negotiations regarding tax-exempt status on real and personal property, TURP case number 19E001 and 19E002, VSL Emerson LLC versus Dakota County Board of Equalization.
Correct.
Right?
Yep, perfect.
Okay, tell me.
Do it one more time. Okay. Move to come out of closed session.
So move to come out of closed session.
I'll second that. Okay, so we are up to item B. Can I get a motion to approve the response to request for admission questions in the Turk case? 19E001, 19E002, BSL Emerson LLC versus Dakota County Board of Equalization.
I'd make that motion.
Okay. Marty and Larry. So we approve the response to requests, for the request for information to the questions. Any discussion? All right, we take a roll call. Joan?
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes. Okay. Item number C on our agenda today is Jeff has some requests for approval of some correction of clerical errors on several properties. Baker 22008245 6, Baker 22017 6078, and parcel 22081638 USA Winnebago Tribe of Nebraska.
Okay, so the Baker stuff was, I think it's father's son, but they split the building or the home place kind of off of it, and then left ag land only as just ag land. So we had worked with our GIS partners, and they mapped it all out for us and put it in, and it's for, that's 3 or 4 years ago when that took place. Mr. Baker came in and said that the outbuildings were not supposed to stay with the home place, and he wanted them to go with the farm or the ag land. So we looked at it ourselves and kind of looked at the way it was mapped out, and I'm trying to remember, think there is a survey, the way the survey listed it. And we went back to GIS and said, you know, to us it still looks like the bins and stuff are captured at the home parcel. Can you remap this for us on our layer? So they went back and did it again, and it actually did adjust to what their original intent was. So we changed the GIS site, and now we got to follow it up with correcting the buildings off of the son's parcel and putting them onto the dad's parcel.
Okay.
And that's what both of those, one's for the son's parcel, one, the other parcel number is for Ken, or for the dad. So that's those two. And it was, so that's a clerical mapping error on that deal. And then the continuing saga of USA Winnebago Tribe of Nebraska. They gave us that antique document. We've worked on this and been up and down and all around. I ended it with going through Joni Albrecht, our senator, and she approached the attorney general with it. They came back and stated that unless it was coming with new legislation, which I don't understand, he wasn't going to do anything about it, which kind of left our hands tied, and they were falling back on, I want to say it was, I don't know if it's a Reg 25 or an Admin Code 25. It's old. I mean, I think it was when my grandpa was a kid. It's that old. I mean, so we just kind of ran aground everywhere we went to get help to see what we can do. And we based it on the question, so what happens now that it's contiguous to the county line, because they have the piece just south of it along the border, and then this piece is right there, right above it. So we're now contiguous with the reservation. And the way 25 reads and my interpretation of it is, and why we ask the question is, so what, it's okay, the U.S. government, by holding it in trust, is going to be exempt. We never really question that. The government is exempt. What we question is what happens with it after the exemption, because they can take it out of the trust. So they can take it out of the trust, give it back to the tribe, and essentially the tribe can then annex it and its reservation, is the way it reads. Now, they also said that doesn't necessarily mean that will happen. But when you ask the question of, has anybody ever heard of that not happening, or what are they going to do, everybody washed their hands. They don't want to answer it. And then Kim finally got a hold, or I forget who, So it must have been from the Attorney General.
U.S. Attorney General.
Yeah, oh, the U.S., yeah. So we've been bounced all over the place on this one. And they came back and what did they said, I'm trying to remember what they said, that we have to follow 25 or something, right?
Yeah, that it is tax exempt, 25 CFR 151.14, since January 14 of 2014.
That's how long we've been working on this. Well, actually, the first year and a half, was the way the original paperwork came in. It didn't include Dakota County. It was just Thurston County. But there was a legal description built into it, but it was in the wrong place. So we didn't know. We just sent it back and put it on the back burner and said, well, it's Thurston County. They didn't specifically point out Dakota. So they corrected it, and that's when we started it all over again, and they specifically pointed out that parcel was Dakota County. And they won't talk to me anymore. I am referred to as the crybaby. I don't know what that is. I guess that is my Indian name. Jeff Crybaby.
That's your Indian name, huh?
Yeah, because when you call them, they are at the Bureau of Indian Affairs. It's the Tribe of Winnebago. Oh, crybaby.
Chief crybaby.
So they don't really talk to me anymore. And Ken got the last order from, so, and it's not that much, you know, you say that now, but it's all contiguous depending on any, you know, that's Georgia's in the ground. I don't know, you know, I don't even know if they offered to sell it to anybody else or not.
Yeah.
So at this point, the U.S. Department of Interior attorney basically says that it is exempt, and if it does come out of trust, at that point, they'll have to file a.
There's something they file, putting it back into the Tribe of Winnebago's name.
Or the county, it says, one of the two.
Directs
the fee holder to record the property with the county. In many cases, the BIA will perform this function as a courtesy.
Yep.
So once, if and when that happens, I don't know who decides that, but right now, it isn't collectible at all.
Nope. So we have to, I mean, essentially, I don't know where else to go. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if there was another step or another avenue, I would pursue it, but we've been all the way up to the, you know, everybody's washed their hands of it and passed it down. And
you wanted to top the line.
Our Senator Joni doesn't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm. So this, at this point,
I think we have no choice but that email that Kim has, I think I would consider that we were issued a directive or an order, basically.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That the tax status is.
Yeah. They don't want to talk to me no more.
Okay.
Chief Crybaby.
Send it an email.
Well, you went as high as.
Yeah, we went everywhere we could.
Interior, so.
Because we just wanted to make sure that, you know, it's not going to impact us now, but down the road, we don't want to be losing chunks of land.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, by meeting the contiguous and some of these other things and then being able to buy it and, you know, put it in trust, comes out of trust, they go through the BIA process, it gets annexed. Mm-hmm. And pretty much, I don't know, we don't have a recourse. I think our hands are tied.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve your recommendations regarding the Baker property and the Winnebago Tribe of Nebraska Trust property.
Seconded.
Okay,
and that should be, those were the only.
Those are the three that you had on there. Is that
okay.
Right?
Yep.
Correct?
Tony?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Okay, item number D on our new business is Ferris Eslick. Dakota City is requesting a hearing and that the board approve or deny her appeal regarding notice of rejection of the homestead exemption for 2019. She does have a written explanation that we have attached here. We have to make a decision within 30 days, is that right? Or she had to reply within 30 days.
30 days of rejection.
So that's her. So I don't know, were you involved in that?
Yeah, just to the point where now I found the statute that it relates to it, because I believe the deputy assessor primarily dealt with this, but they found the statute. It's 77-35-14.01,
And it would be under number 2 in parentheses. It says the application shall include certification. So she's applying to be late. It should include the certification of the medical condition affecting the filing form or the filing from a physician, physician assistant, advanced practice registered nurse. The medical certification shall be made on forms prescribed by the tax commissioner. So basically what it says is it doesn't apply, and then if you go back up and you read, it doesn't apply to a spouse or a neighbor or a friend who has an illness and you're helping them out. It only applies if it's your illness. Like we did one for Mrs. Lovell, I believe, a year or two ago. Mm-hmm. But she brought her stuff in, and she was physically in the hospital herself, which is what the regs call out for.
So basically, we need medical documentation from the claimant was enabled.
Added to just saying, I forgot because I was helping somebody or whatever. I'm not aware of why.
So this
or
is
what her letter was. She may have been in the hospital. I'm not sure.
I think like it was a relative that was.
She has a couple of relatives, a husband, another relative she's caring for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just.
Without medical documentation, it'd be difficult to.
It shouldn't
meet
the
notice.
It's Ferris and Arthur, and Arthur is. So if she would have brought medical certification for Arthur, then the board could have.
Yeah, if we can get that information, because it says an owner may file a late application pursuant to 7735.14.01 if he or she includes documentation or a medical condition which impaired the owner's ability to file the application in a timely manner.
So it can be either Ferris or Arthur, so that's kind of what we're looking for at this point, too.
Yeah. So that is where I would say, because I think she gave a letter, right?
Yeah.
I'd be inclined to give her the opportunity to
provide the documentation.
Yeah.
I think that would be fair.
Because we can give her the statute, and I think when they mention the form prescribed by the tax commissioner, we have a form on the Department of Revenue's website which would be deals with something with a physician's notice or something like that, and we can give her a copy of that to take to a doctor or something.
That would be.
So if she wanted to come back in and talk with Christy, mm-hmm. we can get her set up.
Yep, that would give her an opportunity.
Who would let her know this? Does somebody?
Because right now we can't. I can have. It's probably easier if we call her because Christy's been involved with it. From the beginning, so we have all the contact information in the office.
We'll
let her know, give her the statutes and the form, and let her know what we need.
Okay, where's her 30 days? She's going to go by
within 30 days of the rejection.
Mm-hmm.
Was she rejected? A written complaint has been received.
So we did it. We did reject initially, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because of late, yeah.
On August
16th. Okay. So she has till.
Okay.
September 7th to submit her paperwork? August 2nd? Or did she say 7th?
Nope, September 2nd.
Okay. Wrong date. My fault.
So
August 2nd on this one.
I'll go talk to Christy.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that would be like this weekend.
And
she's
so she
have
can, we can get a hold of her.
Okay, so for item number D then, so we're requesting a hearing to approve or deny. So we will
kind of table it
until we have documentation.
Yeah.
Will we have to do like a telephonic or some kind of a before the second, or she just has to produce it by the second and then we review it at our next BOE?
Well, Jeff gets it. Could he make the decision?
Well, there we go.
Move forward?
No,
I don't think I can. I mean, I can make the recommendation to bring it to the board, but that's it.
We're not going
to
be here.
Can we make a motion to approve it, provided the documentation is
again after she
from the day of her filing her complaint,
and she has 30 days to file it. So if she files it, yes.
Before the second.
Oh, I see.
A written complaint has been received in the office of the county clerk.
No notice of board's decision shall be mailed by the county clerk to the applicant within 7 days after the board's decision.
Okay. Can we say conditional? Can we do a conditional approval upon receipt of?
Other motion can be.
What kind of motion can we have here? Approve or deny, or can we say a conditional approval?
Because I think the only way it'll get, the only way I think it gets approved or through the state, because it still has to go back to the Department of Revenue.
Oh, they still have to, okay.
They're still going to want to see that we receive what the statute says or whatever the, and then that, then they can approve it. Ultimately, we wait for their final response on some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. But it would be nice to notify her to make sure she can at least read the statute, and we'll give her a form and she can go through the steps to add that.
Yep. Just for future reference, if nothing else.
Exactly.
Do it. Documentation.
Yeah, it's just for 1 year, and she can appeal to her.
Okay.
Yeah, she can appeal, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, she can. Okay, there we go. So at this point, we don't have the documentation to approve it. We'd almost have to deny it and ask her to.
And then she
provide.
Can appeal on it, and we'll get a hold of it.
Okay. All right. Do I hear we need to deny this and offer her the opportunity? Give her the paperwork?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've had the motion on the read.
I think I hear it. But we need to make a motion. I move that we deny the homestead exemption, provide her with the paperwork so she can submit the documentation to, so potentially, but at this point we have to deny it based on no documentation.
Based on, that's your motion?
That's my motion. Mm-hmm. Is that the right motion?
Okay. Seconded. That's fair motion.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Do we have any mail or emergency business to come before the Board of Equalization? Any public comments? For the Board of Equalization. Seeing none, let's adjourn the Board of Equalization at
1:43. 1:43, that's correct.
And at that time, we'll go ahead and start our regular commissioner meeting. Current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board Room meeting and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We'll go ahead and take roll, Joan.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yep, thank you.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin is absent. Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes. All right, this time we take public comment for anything that's not on the agenda. If any of you fine gentlemen have anything to say with regards to anything that's not on the agenda. All right, we'll move into our consent agenda items. Approval of the minutes from August 12th. Approval of accounts payable, approval of official reports from the clerk, register of deeds, and the clerk of district court. Janet came in earlier. We went through accounts payable. For the most part, everything seemed to be in order there. So we had a few questions, and they were cleared up easy enough. So at this time, I'm looking for a motion to consent agenda items.
Move to set the consent agenda items from A to C.
Tony?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep. New business, approve payroll claims for the period of August 11th through 24th, 2019. I did have the opportunity to go through payroll. Everything seemed to be in order.
I'll make a motion to through payroll claims.
Second.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes. All right, A on miscellaneous. Fred is not able to be with us today. He's meeting with FEMA, I believe. Is that correct? So he's not able to be here to do his road report. We'll catch up with him at our next meeting. So we'll skip down to B, Sheriff Kleinberg, regarding card access upgrade from ComTech for the jail.
So this was something that happened with our lightning strike. It took out one of our routers for our camera system, and it took this out. I tried to get an outside company to come in and do our door locks, but because it ties into master control and it's run with all the ComTech software, nobody can tie that in. ComTech has to do that. There's nothing wrong with the actual locks or the card readers. What's wrong is the software and the computer system that runs those. So we've been going without locking the doors because we can't. Unless I buy all keys for everybody. I'm waiting. I did explain this to Joan. So she's got the bid from ComTech to repair that at 40-some grand, which is, and hopefully the insurance company will help us with that. But it was working prior, whether it needed upgrade or not. Yeah, mm-hmm. Probably could have used the upgrade, but it was working. So now it doesn't work.
When was the lightning strike?
In July.
In July, okay.
So upgrade was the wrong word, sorry.
Yeah, I seen the upgrade on the agenda.
Yeah, not accurate.
It will be upgraded when they do it, but I tried to get other companies to come in. The ones we use at the LEC called other companies. Of course, the one we used over here in the fire hall, remember when that all went out?
Mm-hmm.
They can't tie it into the jail software. ComTech has the market cornered on that, and we have to use them.
Do you have that? Did you have that set aside in your budget for this?
No.
Okay. So, no. Something we need to take a look at before we get everything finalized. Since.
Yeah.
Is that going to be spent, Chief?
Yeah, 47 grand.
47.
Insurance won't cover that?
Well, we're waiting to hear.
Oh, okay.
I'm hoping that they will.
Okay. So hopefully that will be.
So basically, it's just standing in as an insurance claim right now to see what
comes back.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we have a $10,000 deductible.
Okay.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And that is in the budget.
The deductible is in the budget.
No? All right. Well, we'll hear back and get this figured out in the near term.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you, Chris.
Robert Giese, Treasurer, to verify report on distress warrants to the county board and to make an itemized report covering the amount collected.
Lots of money.
Mr. Chairman, you should all have the report on the distress warrants collected. This is just to show that we collected what was collected, and it balances with what Randy Walsh collected, and it does. So that's good.
All right.
That's really about it.
Very good.
Well, it's cut and dry.
The day that you had, didn't you have training recently over there?
Yeah.
Will your group go all right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That was a full day. We have two more days coming up. Everybody has to go for 2 days. We're not going to close the office those days in September. We're going to try to get by.
Okay.
Work it out, huh?
With a short staff, but.
Okay.
So don't come in those 2 days.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. We might call you, Jeff.
Yeah, you'd be a holler. I'll hang out. Pretty good with that stuff.
All right. D, approve resolution 19C-027. To approve final allocation of levy authority for Dakota County Ag Society. We reset the levies for the various subdivisions, and that's all in your packet.
Yeah, so that.
Something that we do on a yearly basis.
Yeah. So I so move to approve the resolution 19C-0.
I can second that.
such things.
Okay, I thought there wasn't because.
Thank you, Terry.
On the motion to approve 19C027, Janet?
Is this the same, do we know if this is the same amount of last year? That's the one thing I'm wondering.
Ag Society's is a little bit higher.
Okay, but this is a normal levy? I guess that's what I meant.
Yeah, it's something that happens on a yearly basis.
On a yearly basis.
Yeah.
I can look that up for you real quick.
You bet.
No, that looks reasonable. I guess. I'm fine with that thing.
My budget and my levy worksheet.
I mean, this is the mill that they've been assigned, is what I'm asking. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Last year, the tax asking was $135,000,
okay.
And the mill levy was 0.007484.
So it's a smidge higher.
Mm-hmm.
Not much.
Yeah. And they're doing some improvements out at the fairgrounds, I think, okay. Is kind of what the capital improvement portion of that is.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I do not know where. I think I'm at Marty.
No, yep.
Tony.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Janet.
Yes.
E, to approve resolution 19C-028 to approve final allocation of levy authority for Dakota County Historical Society. And theirs would be $34,298.40 this year.
Is up here on the board.
Okay.
So it was 33,000?
1855 last year and 1895. Same.
Same general area, just up a smidge.
Yeah. $500.
I'll make a motion. Where is it? Historical Society, is that like a O'Connor House?
Yeah, the Historical Society, the building beside it, Combs School, the church here in Dakota City.
So, do you make a motion, Jeanette?
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Tony?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
F, to approve resolution 19C-029 to approve final allocation of levy authority for Dakota Covington Rural Fire Protection District. They're at $122,497 this year.
And this is what they were last year, right here. Oh. Here. They asked 118. They went up 122, and their levy went up by a thousandth of a
percent. Yep.
Going up a little. Okay, so move that through the resolution 19C-029.
That sales tax that was for the fire departments, that wasn't for it wasn't really for this then. This is
that's a separate. The levy remains. That's a separate half cent sales tax.
That's separate from this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I make a motion. We need a second.
Okay, I'd second that.
Okay. Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Approve resolution 19C-030 to approve final allocation levy authority for Emerson Rural Fire District.
Emerson.
So they went up a smidge too, so they bought mine up just a smidge.
Mm-hmm.
Are they financed by all three counties?
Emerson?
Here's the breakdown on Emerson. Dixon County has this much value, Thurston has this, and Dakota has that much.
There's a total of 300 and some thousand, 372?
372, 409, 372 million.
$1,409,350. How come the tax request there shows?
This is last year.
Oh, that's, okay. So they went from 86, asking 86 to 185?
No.
Oh, no, that's the land valuation, that's the land, okay.
They went from asking 86 last year to 88 this year.
88, okay.
And did, I can look real quick, but did their value go down? Did, remember I gave you that, some of that, some of the values went down.
Down.
You know, ours went up just a smidge, but did the Emerson Rural, well, I can just speak for Dakota, I guess.
Generally, some of that rural stuff, because of the ag decrease, it never, it caught, some areas caught up.
So they increased, they're asking just a smidge, but their value went down. So that's probably
why the levy is. That's why the levy went high.
Mm-hmm. I see.
But they're still within, I mean, what is their lid, or what do we call it?
10 cents.
Oh, okay, they're good.
10.5 cents.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is what they can technically add. Well, there's some formula to that.
So all these RFD, rural fire districts, are all right around that 2 cent area. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can make a motion for that one then.
I second it.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
H, approve resolution 19C-031 to approve final allocation of levy authority for Fire Protection District Number 1, Homer.
I'll make that motion. They're the lowest one.
I'll second.
Okay. Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
I approve chair to sign the renewal of interlocal cooperative agreement enhanced E911 emergency telephone service for the period of October 1st, 2019 to September 30th, 2024. It's an interlocal agreement with the E911, the 911 system in Dakota County.
And this is landlines. There is a wireless, but the city manages that.
Okay.
This is that $1 that's on everybody's
phone bill every month, if you have a landline.
So, make a motion to approve the chair to sign the renewal of the interlocal agreement, cooperation agreement, and it has E911 emergency telephone services of the period of October 1st, 2019 to September 30, 2024.
Tony?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep. Commissioner committee reports. Anybody got anything that they would like to report? Anything that's gone on since our last meeting?
Well, we kind of discussed it, but that, the fine zoning hybrid there tonight.
Okay.
We talked about the golf course deal.
Yeah. So that was just at your last meeting they discussed that.
It was pretty positive.
Did you know about that?
Yeah, Bryce came in. We'd heard about it. We waited. He came in with a little map and asked a bunch of questions.
Is that survey done yet?
He had somebody come in, so I thought that it was all going to be getting done. He was going to put them up. I think they moved the dog. They're going to stay in the daughter's house over there. Some of the crew and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're starting real quick.
They had some dozers out on property this weekend. But they weren't working yet. But they were there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, very good.
Put the whole thing in commercial, but then taxes were brought up and he changed his mind.
He changed his mind.
And then they discussed the windmills and being they pay so much in taxes and wood to the county, they're going to look at their rules that we've put together so far because they've been pretty rigid.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to take a closer look at it, maybe relax them some.
Are they going to do some windmills out there, some wind energy out there?
Not necessarily.
He's
but
talking
in
about Bryce Anderson. He's talking about Dakota County.
Oh, okay.
In the event that they would.
Okay.
And I think that there was some talk about Bryce doing it. up on top of that, you know, a couple
okay.
up there. But otherwise, for those bigger ones, you know, it wouldn't really be a, it didn't sound like it'd be down in here on the bottom, be up on the, you know, the hill, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In the event that someone were to come in to the west up there, the water barrier and stuff, and
mm-hmm.
Lewis and things like that, you know. So I guess that's a basic thing, you know, all just some housing permits and building housing conditions.
Seen some building around. Noticed there's a pretty good sized home going just east of Covington Links there, in the area of the river.
Oh, yeah, Saltskipper's a little
river. No, McGinney. McGinney.
Oh,
McGinney's
everybody.
Building a home.
Oh,
McGinney's building a home.
There.
That's a big one.
It is a big one.
I don't think we've seen a building I'll ask Chris to talk to her.
Yeah, Chris McGinney is building the home there, or that's going to be his home there.
We got to get out there, too, because there's they keep campers and stuff out there, kind of like DSL of Emerson.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe it's lots and rents are being collected, and so we got to get out there and reassess all that. It's just been such a legal battle between
yeah.
the family.
Yeah.
We haven't been out
yeah. there. I can understand that.
Trying to avoid that.
You know, north of Jackson, I think there's some campers parked out along the river. Is that a camper site?
Not BSL, but yeah. there's
where?
I got where? Them on the brain.
Is that on the Lynch place there?
Lynch property.
Oh,
yeah.
That was on the Dave Brown.
Oh.
The sand dunes.
Not that I'm aware of. I think it started further down from there is where we're going to start.
On the end of L, on the end of L Avenue.
Yeah.
On the down river side of L. The guy told me there's 6 or 8 campers or something.
Oh, is there? Well, that sounds like the same thing now.
Hmm.
They're
probably
just starting. Well, I get that, too. Yeah, because L Avenue kind of ends and then
yeah.
there's a gate.
Runs into the river, yeah, and they got a barrier up that Marty won't let me move.
I'm sure we can find a way to move it.
Norma does not want it.
All right, very good.
I can show Norma all kinds of things out here that shouldn't be but are.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah. Right here in Dakota City, you can drive down and grab off onto the river. No barriers.
Yeah.
Mail or emergency business, Joan?
Yeah, some mail.
We do have. Which mail?
We had an invitation from.
Yep, we got an invitation to Papio, Missouri. They're having their annual dinner out at Vince Crampers on September 12th at 5:30. If you have an opportunity to go, it's a nice deal. It starts at 7 or. 5:30. Yeah, 5:30, and dinner will be at 7.
What day?
7 p.m. Oh, yeah, their board of directors meeting. You're right. Is it 7?
What day, Marty?
It is on the 12th of September. I know I won't be able to make it. I have a commitment on Thursday night. But it'd be nice if anybody can make it.
I can either. I think I have something going on Thursday night as well.
I think I'll be around. Life is long.
Just in case.
You want me to RSVP for you?
Yeah. Okay. Isn't the 12th Thursday, right?
Yes.
And then we got a letter back from the state of Nebraska with the Traffic Engineering Division reviewing the crash history there at Stable Drive and Highway 77. It says that they'll send us response with the results of the study here in the future to us and the Dakota City Fire Department, just a letter stating that they got the request and they're going to look into it.
Good.
Anybody go to the Mid-States Economic Development Summit that they're having?
The one that they had or the one that they're having?
They're having the 5th of September.
Where at?
Oh,
is that the one in New York?
No. The one that's actually at the marina.
Yeah.
Marriott, the Delta.
When? Is it recently?
Thursday, September 5th. Economic Development Summit. I got this thing up.
This is
from.
It's
Mid-States Economic Development Conference. It's like, it has people from Vermilion, both counties in Iowa, South Dakota, and Nebraska. I went to this a few years back just because I've always been interested in economic development. It has this mailing address, Mid-States Community Economic Development, out of the Southern Hills Mall in Sioux City is the home office. They've had, anyway.
What time is it?
It's like all during the day,
okay.
9 to 3, I believe.
Okay. I might try to go to that.
It has been good. It's only like $40 a person or $30 a person if you have three or more attendees.
How much a person?
40. Oh. Includes lunch. And there's usually some good sessions on it. I might go. I have to kind of check my calendar.
I'm the same way, but I'd like to try to go too.
I'd rather go to lunch with Larry because he paid the lunch.
Your turn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my turn.
All right.
Been there the last 2 years. Charlie bought. You know, he had to buy it before, but three of us.
Okay.
He got off easy. He got all kinds of corn to sell.
All right. At that time, we're going to adjourn.
Thank you, Chair.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
It was my wife's one. She just called me.
Remember the good old days when you didn't have a phone?
I know.
You gave it up for a whole month.
Well,
except when people called.